Be Here Now. This was the name of a book that I read prior to moving into the temple. I was already practicing Krishna consciousness, and it was written by a Baba Ram Das, who got that name from a Vaishnav guru in Vrindavan. And he wrote this book, which I don't remember the content anymore. For me, the important thing was that at the end it said that if you want to know more about self-realization, then you should go to Hare Krishna temple and purchase a Bhagavad Gita and read the Bhagavad Gita. And I went to the Hare Krishna temple, but they didn't have a Bhagavad Gita, so I had to go to the university bookshop. They had many Bhagavad Gitas. Fortunately for me, I got the Srila Prabhupada's Macmillan copy of the Bhagavad Gita. That's another story. But this phrase, be here now, is a very relevant one, and I want to use it to further elaborate on this principle of attentiveness, which, in the absence of which, we're inattentive, which not only is an offense in itself in the different angas of devotional service, but is also the gateway for other offenses to also enter. Be here now says two things. It says be in this present situation that you're in, and be in the present tense. Don't live in the past, don't live in the future. And considering and meditating on these two things, we can actually be attentive to our acts of devotion that we're performing with our physical body, which is here, which is where we are in this body, and now in the present, not allowing our mind to wander to thoughts of the past or thoughts of the future or to any other thought other than the present and that which is what we are doing with our senses. To focus our mind, our intelligence in the physical activities that we're performing, and to make these physical activities real acts of devotion. They're not just mechanical activities, but real acts of devotion by offering our heart. So devote, to be devoted, devotional service or bhakti yoga is a yoga system in which yoga, indriya, samyama, in which one has to control one's senses, and senses can be controlled by the mind. And the mind is controlled by the intelligence. So the intelligence controls the mind, keeping it focused on the activities that it's performing and the purpose for which it's actually performing those acts. Starting with when we rise early in the morning. Immediately we wake up, we don't want to be in the past in our dream world. We don't want to be sleeping, but we want to be awake and present. And what do we do in order to be awake and present in Krishna consciousness? Jayati Janman Vaso Devaki Janmavado Namo Mishupadaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale. We immediately offer our obeisances to our spiritual master. We meditate upon Lord Krishna and come to the present. And this is what life really is. Sleeping is death, but awaking, this is our opportunity for service. And we rise, bathe, and while bathing we chant Hare Krishna. We are aware that we are preparing ourselves for greeting the Lord. We chant different mantras, we take achman, we enter the temple room and we offer our obeisances, and we may offer prayers. We offer prayers to our spiritual master. Again, Namo Vishnu Padaya. But it's not a mechanical thing. But we're really saying, Nama Om, I offer my obeisances to someone who's very dear to Lord Krishna, Shrimati Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Tinamini. And that we don't do this simply with our tongue. We're not just speaking some words. We're not doing a mechanical gesture, something that's obligatory when we come into the temple, something that we have been doing for such a long time out of habit in front of the deities, but we're doing it out of affection for our spiritual master, out of a sense of obligation and thankfulness for having received transcendental knowledge. And then we rise and we see the deities. These are not statues. These are not deities. This is God. Here's God standing before me. Or even if we're in our home and we're seeing a picture of a Panchatattva or have our own deities, still, there's a Supreme Personality of Godhead. And so when we're singing Samsara Dhava Nilaloka Vande Guru Sri Chanana Aravindam, when we're offering our respects to our spiritual master, when we're glorifying him, when we're glorifying Radha and Krishna and Gornitai and Panchatattva and chanting Hare Krishna, that we're not in the daze of having just got up or it being early in the morning. Hopefully we didn't just get up, but we've already been up for some time. But we're here now. We're standing in the temple room. We're standing in Vaikuntha in the presence of the Supreme Lord. And we're speaking words of devotion. We're glorifying Vande Guru Sri Charanaravindam. I'm glorifying my spiritual master. I'm chanting Hare Krishna and I'm glorifying the Supreme Lord. Jai, Jai. And of course, what can be said? Tosi Artik and Japa. What can be said about Japa that hasn't been said 100 times before and probably will need to be said 100 times again? We need to constantly remind ourselves that when we're sitting down in Japa, this is an opportunity for resting, for sleeping, but rather this is when we're glorifying the Lord. And we are present, be here now, we're present in every round, in every mantra, in every word, in every Hare Krishna and Rama, that these are offerings of devotion. And here we are, Abhinatva Namanamino. Here we are with Krishna in that form that is no different than Krishna. Every mantra that's no different than Krishna, and that we're there, we're right there with every word, with every syllable, conscious of what we're doing. We're here now. When we are, when we're attentive to every single word that we're saying, and we're not drifting off into some never-never land, or even into some intermediate tatashta region where minds aren't wandering to somewhere else, but at the same time, they're not on the mantra, they're not on the Hare Krishna, but rather in some type of void, some comfortable void, where we hear the mantra in the background, our mind isn't somewhere else, and we're in the delusion that we think that we're actually chanting Hare Krishna, but we're not attentive. And so it goes. Bhagavatam class, are we really listening? Are we really paying attention? Are we really present here, now? Here is the representative of Shukadeva Goswami. What is Vyasadeva, Shukadeva Goswami, and Krishna speaking to me through that Bhagavatam speaker? He may be a Swami and a Guru and a GBC, or he may be a Sankirtan devotee or a Patwasher, but still Krishna is capable of speaking through everyone equally. And so I'm here now listening what is actually being said. I'm not dozing off. My mind isn't distracted. I'm not challenging what's being said, but I'm listening for nuggets of gold, for words of wisdom that are coming to me. And in the same way, when I'm taking prasadam, when I'm either working in my workplace and I am attentive, yes, I have to be attentive to my work, no doubt. But why am I doing this? So that I can offer the fruits of my labors to the Lord. Or I'm distributing books, and I'm doing this for the pleasure of Srila Prabhupada, for the saving of the conditioned souls, and I'm not trying to enjoy the company of some nice girl who I'm meeting on the street and joke with her, but rather I'm seeing, yes, Pandita Samadarshana, here's another spirit soul, and it's to the spirit soul that I must give Srila Prabhupada's books so that they can also be benefited like I have. And in all acts of devotion, or I may be at the temple or at home offering arti to my Gornitai or deities, but here are these three sticks of incense, and at the Lord's lotus feet and their head and back again to their lotus feet, I'm offering my heart, I'm offering my life airs through these incense. And I'm fully conscious of who it is that I'm offering, what it is that I'm offering, why it is that I'm offering, and I'm doing it with devotion, I'm doing it with love, I'm doing it the pleasure of the Supreme Lord, fully attentive to every activity that I'm performing, in the same way that yogis perform their yoga asanas and are very attentive to the movements of their limbs. Similarly, we are engaging our body, we're engaging our senses, our tongue, our mind, our different parts of our body in different activities constantly. This is what bhakti yoga is. But it's bhakti when it's offered with devotion, and it can only be offered with devotion when we're to please Krishna by these activities. But we can only please Krishna by these activities and only try to please Him when we're conscious of what we're doing and when we're conscious that I'm offering this to you. Oh, my dear Lord, patram pushpam palam tuviyam. Please accept this offering. I'm very insignificant. I have really no qualification for serving you, but still I know that you're so kind, and by the grace of Lord Chaitanya, by the grace of the Guru Parampara, you're accepting this service. Please accept my meager offering, as unqualified as I am. And in that mood, we're offering all of our activities. We're here now, aware that the present is our opportunity to offer devotional service. The activity that I'm performing, this is my opportunity at purifying my heart. And it's not an opportunity to be lost. If I'm living in the past or living in the future, then when the future does come, then I shouldn't think, oh, I had so much opportunities to be engaged in devotional service, but I was always somewhere else, always thinking of somewhere else, not aware of what I was doing. I wasn't attentive. I wasn't taking advantage of those opportunities. In short, another colloquialism, I was spaced out. And so I couldn't be attentive, and I couldn't take advantage of the devotional service that was being offered to me. And therefore, I lost so much time. Perhaps I wasted my life. No. Therefore, we need to be very, very careful, and we need to be here now. And if we are, then we can really avoid the offense of inattentiveness. And when we always attentive, and we're steadily attentive in all of our activities of devotion, at least 18 hours a day, if not when we're sleeping, which would mean also 24 hours a day, then we'll have reached the level of nishtha, or solid devotional service. And at solid devotional service, then always being attentive in devotional activities, one will develop taste and attachment to Krishna very quickly. Hare Krishna.